This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Your pose is ready for watching practice. The fingers under the chin, maybe, is the look.
I'm going to go through with a clipboard. That'll make it look like I'm a lot more intense.
He's just drawing a train.
You know what?
The whole
you know
time.
What?
Just, it's a doodle of a train.
It's right, doodling. We both have to have clipboards so then we can consult next to each other.
And then you point to like mine with a pen as you're like...
We turn and we just high five. Good morning. Happy camp week. Jeremy and Joe.
You're listening to Jeremy and Joe on the home of the Bills. WGR Sports Radio 550.
All right, we're back at St. John Fisher University. Good morning. What would you call the weather right now? Is it sticky at all? Got a slight breeze going, I think.
A little humid today.
Yeah.
It's not going to get as hot as it was yesterday, though.
No. How hot really did yesterday get? Yesterday was pretty hot. It got a little windy, though. So it really did end up helping, I think.
Yeah, and yesterday, thankfully, we were off the field. Players, coaches, ended practice, media, off the field, fans out of here well before noon.
Yeah.
I mean, that helped because it got really toasty after that.
Yeah. Stopped it a little bit earlier. So, good morning. It's a Friday morning. Get you into the weekend here. Fans coming up to St. John Fisher for practice a little bit later on this morning. Jody Biasi, Sal Capaccio, Jeremy White is off this morning. Our coverage here at St. John Fisher is presented by Fecal Car and Joyce, your border attorneys. Buy Outlet Liquor when you need to stock up. It's the place to buy a case. What's your outlet? By Connors and Ferris, your workers' comp attorneys, and driven by your Upstate Honda dealers for great Honda deals on the entire Honda lineup. Visit your Upstate Honda dealer today. A lot to get to today. We'll talk about yesterday's practice and how the first couple of days have gone. A little bit of AFC East injury news item from yesterday that ended up not being as bad as others may have thought when the first reports were coming out about Justin Fields. Do you have a philosophy on tweeting out the cart is coming out? Although that hasn't really even happened here. Because yesterday, Fields,
it's a great question.
A lot of tweets about Justin Fields. The cart is coming out for Justin Fields. And he's sitting in the front seat, and it's a toe injury. Like, you might have thought way worse when you just saw cart coming out.
We had this discussion afterwards on the field with some of the media members.
Uh-huh.
Because we were comparing it to carts coming out in years past and what that means and what it doesn't mean.
Yeah.
And for example, I think it was maybe Micah Hyde got injured one time. And
in
they literally just in practice. So
practice.
At training camp, it's different because they put him in the front seat of a cart and drove him into the locker room,
right,
which is such a long walk. That's why you do it.
Right.
So the cart didn't come out necessarily because the injury was so bad for the cart to come get him.
Mm-hmm.
It was, hey, we don't want you walking all that way.
Right.
So we'll take you in, get you in the front seat. There have been guys who have been carted off. I remember when Reggie Ragland got hurt. Here,
right,
and we didn't know the extent. He had torn his ACL, I think it was,
mm-hmm.
went on a field here on a wet field one day. So to answer your question, I try to personally. My philosophy is to try and get as descriptive as possible there because that is such a like really people hang on whatever you write.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So if in that situation, I probably would have written something like, they're putting him on a cart and he's sitting in the front seat. Like, right. I would literally describe everything.
Sure.
He's going to sit
that would be
in
helpful.
The front seat of the cart while they take him in.
That's because that is very. I
not
think
the cart
that,
is coming out for him.
Right. That is very different than what. Right. If you just had put the cart is coming out for blank, that what is the assumption by many? Like,
that's
oh no,
injury.
That's a major injury, season-ending yeah. injury. And thank goodness, you know, knock on wood, this continues. I can't even. I mean, you guys haven't really been tested on that all that much.
Thank goodness, right?
Right. Yeah. Knock on wood for that. The Bills have been very healthy.
I think in a game. In a game, they don't bring the cart to the player unless it's significant enough.
Right. Right? Out on the actual field.
Out on the actual field. Sometimes from the medical tent, they might do it. Even then, it's pretty significant.
Right.
Right? But, yeah, sometimes you'll just at training camp, depending on all these places and how they train, where they train, here it's a pretty significant walk from the practice field over to the locker room. And if a guy's dealing with anything, especially lower body, just like he's not walking. Just put him, let him sit him down.
Right.
And let's bring him in, then we can evaluate him.
That kind of sounds what the Fields was a little bit yesterday. Like, he was limping, but he could still walk a little bit. And that's the same thing. They drove him back because it was a long ways away. Dislocated toe for him. We could talk about the AFC East a little bit later on and the Jets if Fields is going to miss any time, although probably not going to miss a ton of time. Anyways, training camp, if you got any questions, feel free. 803-0550 is the phone number. If you're interested in how somebody has looked or maybe – you know, on the flip end, if they've looked good, if they've looked bad, you can give us a phone call at 803-0550.
Can I say one more thing about that Fields injury?
Yeah, go ahead.
So later then, Rich Cimini of
As
ESPN.
Chase a beetle around here. Is this the same beetle that we interviewed yesterday?
A beetle?
I think it's a beetle.
It's not a bee?
No, that's a beetle. We yesterday, that it could have been the very same beetle. It was on this tablecloth, and we interviewed it. Jeremy put the camera up to it. I believe he's returned for his 6 a.m. hit here.
Wow, I did not
very
know
annoying.
This. But that's why if you're watching on video, by the way, hi on all the YouTube people. Hi, it's Sal. I'm in for Jeremy today. And
we might be – Sal also just waved to his, I think his laptop
I gotta
camera.
I got to remember I'm on this camera here. Hi, everybody. We got a couple cameras running around here. So hi, everybody in the bullpen. So Rich Cimini last night, what he tweeted – because this is when everybody was getting the actual final confirmation of it's just a toe.
Yeah.
We started hearing that. And then he said, it's not as bad as initially thought. They're hopeful he's ready for week one or he should be or something. And I'm thinking, okay, I'd still be kind of freaking out if I read my starting quarterback might miss the rest of the preseason. That's kind of the way that reads to me.
A little bit. And a toe injury for a guy.
Dislocated toe.
Right. That's different than, like, toe injuries. Like, this guy's toe came out of the socket. I especially wouldn't be loving the idea of a toe injury that, like, oh, should be good by week one when he's a running quarterback. And a lot of his value is built on running the football.
That's right.
In Justin Fields. So, you and Matt Bove, you had your live It's Always Game Day in Buffalo last night at Barbill. It sounded like a great turnout, right?
It was an amazing turnout. Thank you so much to everybody who came out to Barbill East here in Rochester. We had lots of our media colleagues come out there and hang out and join us and support us, and we appreciate that. But, man, Joe, I got there. The pod was scheduled to start and go live at 7, which I think we started at 7:05. We gave it a little bit of space. Mm-hmm. I get there about 5:45, and it was already, like, people waiting outside to get in.
Yeah.
And I was wheeling this wagon in. Everybody's like, hey, Sal, let's go. Let's do it. And they were ready to rock and roll. And, you know, there were spots for everybody. If you wanted to come in, you could stand, sit, whatever. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, like, it was really awesome to see so many people there. And then we put an extra seat down and said, hey, you want to come up and ask a question? Come on up. And we had so many people come up and talk to us and ask us questions. It had really valid. We had younger people, older people, didn't matter. They came up, they asked us questions. Matt and I went for a little over an hour. We had a great time. Thank you so much, not only to Barbill East, but Fiddlehead IPA. They made it possible last night. And
nice. It's
been kind of a yearly tradition. It just keeps getting bigger and bigger.
What was the best question you got yesterday?
Ooh, you know what? I'm going to think on that because there was a really good question. Best question we got was something we've debated and you guys have talked about. I think you had a topic of this.
Okay.
This person actually, I don't know if they were listening, stole your topic.
Maybe. That's fine.
The question was, outside of Josh Allen, who is the most important player the Bills cannot afford to lose?
Okay. That is definitely a topic we've had during the offseason. And what was your answer?
Boy, we ran through. I said, I'm tempted to say Deion Dawkins. Mm-hmm. So I think it could be him because I'm not sure what you get at a 17 games at left tackle, unless you're saving 5-6 games, right?
Sure.
And you're not talking about one game here. You know, as much as I love Joe Andreessen, could he handle middle linebacker for a long period of time?
I'm not sure. I did think of that, yeah.
And then I thought about Christian Benford. I mean, given the fact they're already having a competition at cornerback too, could you afford to – what if Benford was out any length of time?
I think the – did we not really see evidence of this? The answer last season was Christian Benford. He goes out in that AFC Championship game, and it was very hard for them to maintain – their defensive game plan without him in there. And that's not even just Kyrie Elam being in there. People forget Rasul Douglas got lit up a little bit in that AFC Championship game as well. Is he still the answer? That's a good question. Like, he would be near the top of the list, but would he be the next name after Josh Allen when I've got more options, maybe more trustworthy options, than they would have had at corner a year, like not even a year ago, 7 months ago, when they would have taken the field? If it's Max Harrison, Trey White, and Dane Jackson, you're missing an amazing corner. And I think maybe one of the top 10 corners in the league. But, you know, you're better off there. So it really is tough because you're not. It's a combination of how good the player is and then how replaceable it is. Like, how good is the depth piece behind them? For Deion Dawkins, like, if he goes out, you know, knock on wood, none of this happens. Deion Dawkins goes out, who's coming in? Immediate left tackle.
Probably Ryan Vandermark right now.
Okay.
And maybe Tylon Grable. One of them would. Okay. It would be one of those guys right now because I don't think you're moving Spencer Brown over to left.
And Ryan Vandermark's played sparingly, but hasn't that looked okay whenever he's had to whenever he's had to go in? And Josh, of course, is a quarterback that is very good at escaping pressure. I don't want to make it sound like Dawkins' job isn't as important because Josh can do that, but I think you could maybe get away with that a little bit if you really needed to in a pinch. Bernard might be a good answer. It's just because of the question of can Joe Andreessen come in and lead the defense?
Right. Or if you, I guess you could say, well, what if you wanted to put Dorian Williams at Mike linebacker? That's fine. I just think that's Joe Andreessen's spot right now. Or Baylen Specter. I mean, they are competing. I keep saying it's Joe Andreessen. Mm-hmm. But I see Baylen Specter out here working both linebacker spots, and he's getting time. He's in this competition, and I'll be the first to tell you, and I agree with everybody, like Baylen Specter's had availability issues, and for that reason, I think Joe Andreessen gets a great opportunity, and I think Joe Andreessen has done a nice job and should win that job. But I wouldn't completely count out Baylen Specter from how they might see everything, the fact that he's been in the system for 3 years, speaking of linebacker. And then speaking of that as well, Dorian Williams, he did leave practice yesterday. Mm-hmm. And as you heard in our update with Joe Kelly, I saw him walk from out of the locker room up the stairs over here to where the lunch and the dormitories are.
Yep.
He walked on his own upstairs, which is good. Okay. But he had a pretty noticeable limp, Joe, and a sleeve around his bottom right leg, lower right leg.
And then there was an injury to A.J. Epenesa as well yesterday?
Yeah, we don't know exactly what that was. Okay. Earlier, I had not seen this. The other media on hand told me, and I said, oh, I didn't see that. And Thad Brown tweeted it, so I retweeted him. Apparently, A.J. Epenesa, like, whacked, I'll say punched, Jackson Hawes in the face. I mean, they have helmets on.
Helmet. So, yeah,
and,
the helmet.
And, they,
yeah,
and,
yeah.
And it's like, and no one really could figure out why because they kind of weren't involved with each other in the play.
And there wasn't a scrum after?
There wasn't. Nothing happened.
Like, and that's weird.
That's why I didn't know.
Punch gets thrown at practice. Yes. You're expecting, like, 10 guys to jump
that's
in there
exactly
and start
right.
wrestling around.
So, I'm guessing that they had tangled up and he kind of whacked him on the way out. I don't know. I don't know. But anyway, there were A.J. Epenesa and Dorian Williams got injured. The one guy we didn't mention there when the person came up to talk to us and asked the question, I don't think anybody got to James Cook.
You know, I mean, that is the position, and that is – it's a good question, like, because this guy is going to play this year. Maybe he's going to play more than he did last year. Do you feel that people have a trust or a high regard for how good Ray Davis is right now? Like, how good do you think people think Ray Davis is? How good do you think Ray Davis is?
I don't think Ray Davis is James Cook, but I think Ray Davis in this NFL – with this quarterback and this offense is a suitable replacement for this team to not really have any drop-off in how many games they win.
Right.
Is that a good way to put it?
It's a very
good
way to put
it. What's the wins over replacement? That's what the stat now that really came in vogue with baseball, war, right? Wins over replacement. I mean, on this team, how many wins over replacement is James Cook over Ray Davis? If you found out, this is a great way to do it. Mike Shope does this all the time, and he's right. Mike goes by the betting markets.
Yeah.
If James Cook decided, I'm holding out, I'm skipping the season, let's not even say injury. We won't talk about that part.
Yeah.
But let's just say something happened, he wasn't around. Do their win totals move in Vegas?
No, no, they definitely don't move in Vegas.
That's what I mean.
They definitely don't.
So, I think that's a good way to
That's
judge.
One, though, where it, that's true. Those markets often won't move unless there is either, one, a quarterback injury, or two, a volume of injuries. You get 3, 4, 5 injuries, and then they'll start moving. But you make the right point. Like, maybe if a Dawkins goes out or somebody like that, you might get a little bit of movement. Cook, I don't think you're not getting any. And again, that's not to disparage how good he is. I think there are like some of the next gen stat numbers, yards over expected. Last year, James Cook is like one of the best running backs in football, and Ray Davis is like right at the middle. Like, he's like at what he should get. He's not below what he should get. He's about getting what the blocking in front of him, you know, would imply he should get, at least by next gen stats. So, you know, like Cook being on that list of guys that I, you know, the most irreplaceable Bills, I just think that the Bills as an offense and who the backups are, I think they could. I think they could live without him. He makes them better, but their run game to me would still be pretty threatening. I think their offense as a whole would still be a top 5 unit in the league. I mean, the thing you would be losing, I think, the most, Sal, is you would be losing like the breakaway runs. Because Cook gave you a lot of those last year.
Yes.
Like, he would get to the open field and he's outrunning defensive backs. And I don't think Ray Davis is slow by any means, but how many of those 40, 50-yard touchdowns Cook had last year is Davis going to the house? Maybe not all of them.
No. He did have that one against Miami. Remember Ray Davis? Catches the swing pass and takes it like 60 yards.
He did. That's right.
I mean, it was, I would say, terrible coverage by the Miami Dolphins. He was wide open on a swing pass.
But he had to outrun a couple guys.
Yeah. But you're right about that, Joe. Like, the home run ability that James Cook gives you, you do not get from Ray Davis. But you also have Ty Johnson there, right? You have a running back room. The Bills really do go with the philosophy of running back room, which can take us and dovetail us into discussion on James Cook and what he said. Excuse me, yesterday, about his contract. And one thing he did talk about was being able to play on third down more. Like, he not only said, I want to do it, he said, and I'm going to do it.
Right.
And that was really interesting. And that's a big part of what the Bills do philosophically with the running back room, which is James Cook basically is not on the field on third down very much.
Right.
And that's when he mentioned it, I said to him, okay, what does that mean? Does that mean you need to improve pass blocking? How do you do that? And he said, it's everything. It's, you know, pass blocking. It's catching the ball. He said, that's what I need to do. And then he stopped. He looked right at me and said, and I'm going to do it.
Yeah. And did that come off to you as he's just saying that as though he wants to do that, or he feels that he's in the plan to be in that role, that the Bills plan for him to do more of that? Because Ty Johnson didn't give anybody any reason for him to not be out there. Right? In that situation. So Cook would really have to earn it, wouldn't he? Like, he'd have to really be – he'd have to show, you can trust me back there. If there's a blitzer coming, I'm going to pick it up. You can trust me to not drop the ball if I'm going to go out. He had a lot of that 2 years ago. Last year, not as much. Because Ty Johnson – I mean, Josh Allen called him one of the best third down backs in the league. So for James Cook, you know, he could play more on third downs and maybe not play the majority on third downs, because that guy's going to be tough to unseat for that specific role. Johnson does all the things, I think, that you really want out of that role. And Cook, it's just the pass protection, though, at this point, isn't it?
Yes.
It's just wondering, like, that's the only part. Like, is he going to get lit up by a linebacker if a guy is coming through the hole? Because him going out and catching passes, like, last year I think he did great in that, and I don't think there's much of a question there. So he's also maybe speaking that way, Sal, because he might think that's one of the reasons he's not, at the moment, getting paid a big contract. Is if you are sitting in a meeting room with, if it's Cook's agent and the team, and they're going back and forth in contract negotiations, like, one thing the team is probably going to bring up is, well, are we going to give you Saquon Barkley money when you aren't playing half the snaps? And the reason you're not playing half the snaps is because of all this.
Yeah, that's right. You know, and listen, at the end of the day, James Cook being here is a great thing. And him playing is a great thing. Him practicing is a great thing. Brandon Bean says a day ago, I hope next year he's back on the field with this team.
Yep.
James Cook says yesterday, I'm going to get my money and I'm going to get paid wherever that is.
Wherever that is.
I mean, I think we can all see where this is going, which is...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
James Cook wants to win in a Buffalo Bills uniform. There's no doubt.
Yep.
He also wants to get paid as one of the top running backs in the league. He thinks he's one of the best running backs in the league. He said that. Mm-hmm. He wants to get paid like that. And if the Bills aren't going to match that or come up to where that is, he'll go find that money elsewhere. That's basically what he said yesterday when he talked with the media. That's the way I took it.
He is kind of doing both, right? Like his words are telling you he definitely cares about getting that payday. But he's here. And why is he here? I mean, he said Super Bowl, right? Like, he said those words. Like, he wants to win a Super Bowl here. And I don't think it has to be an either-or. Like, do you care about winning or do you care about getting paid? I think in this instance, you see a guy that is he's trying to do both. He wants to win, and he's going to, you know, I think if in his dream scenario, he would win the Super Bowl with the team this year, and if they didn't want to pay him, he would go get paid somewhere else. And he would be perfectly fine with that.
Yeah, I think James Cook, at some point through this process, maybe he knew it early on, which is why he tried to get his money when he could. But at some point in this process, I think him and his representatives realized, okay, you are still under contract, and you're going to get a chance to be paid once your contract's up. Like, that's just the way this works. Get it now would be great. But the fact that he didn't get it now, he's like, okay, I got to wait a year. But when I wait a year, now you have to pay me. Someone's got to pay me next year, right?
Yeah.
Whether that's what he wants or not, he no longer has a contract. It's an open bid. next year, as long as he becomes a free agent.
Right? Say, if the Bills don't do the transition tag
correct.
Or whatever.
And I think that's the philosophy he's taking right now, which is, I'm here. I'm a Buffalo Bill. I'm all in. But at the end of this year, it's open bidding process.
Yeah. How's he look, by the way, so far in camp?
I mean, he had the highlight of the day yesterday.
Yeah.
He took a swing pass in the flat, about 70 yards, for a legit touchdown. And I say it that way, Joe, because usually those touchdowns aren't legit out here. These guys, they're not tackling everybody.
Yeah.
So they kind of let you get through a little bit, and they just go and touch you and tag you up. Not the case. He caught the ball. Reggie Gilliam made a block in front of him. He made one cut, got to the sidelines. There was nobody home except way downfield. DeMar Hamlin was out there, and Tyrell Shavers got in his way, and James Cook just kind of navigated.
Yeah. Yeah, you saw the speed on that play for sure. Yeah, it wasn't one of those you get like the one-arm tackle where you're not really sure if you would have brought him down or not, and they just let it play out, which is usually what it seems that they'll end up doing out there in the first couple of days of practice. So we'll talk more about James Cook. You can give us your thoughts at 803-0550. James Cook saying yesterday that he does still want to get paid, of course, and that he said the words wherever it is. So we'll see if that ends up being here with the Bills. How the offense looked yesterday, I want to get into that with you coming up next. The passing offense especially and where they were attacking the field. There's a lot to get to from Bills training camp. Around the league stuff as well. I've got a fantasy fix / fantasy fade for you a little bit later on from the guy that's standing out around the league. It's not Travis Hunter. We spent a lot of time on Travis Hunter yesterday. Have you followed at all what he's done early
no.
on in camp? It's like all offense. It's like all offense. So we'll see. I'm sure they have a plan for him, and he'll end up getting some corner snaps as well.
Well,
maybe.
I guess you could in any team. Let's go a little deep here for a second.
Sure.
On the Buffalo Bills, if they had this type of player, and they wanted him to play both sides of the ball, they said, we're going to do this.
Yeah.
Where would they train him first and most? On the Buffalo Bills, if it was a guy here.
If they had this player,
And they said, we're going to use them both, but we gotta do it right. Would he spend most of his time early on at corner, or most of his time early on at receiver here in Buffalo?
I tend to think they would start at receiver. Am I wrong in this? Receiver would be more to learn away?
See, that's my philosophy, except for one thing.
Yeah.
I think in this system, with this team, they'd want to make sure he's – because I think they could feel you could put him at receiver and we can give him a handful of plays. That's not the case
sure.
at corner. You can't mess up. You got to know the system.
Right.
Leon Cohen's team, offensive team, Jacksonville,
yeah.
maybe they're like, we got to get this guy integrated on offense.
Yeah. It depends, too, like what you like to run. I don't know what Liam Cohen's defensive coordinator likes to run.
Right,
Remember what they did last year, though? They did this against the Bills. They ran man coverage like crazy.
Right.
And it got a beat against the Bills. If they do something like that, that's not the Bills. The Bills are zone heavy. They
right.
always have been. That's more communication with your teammates
yes.
and knowing where to be.
That's why I say I think it would be different
yeah,
depending
you,
on who your coach is and where what your system is.
If you play like a man-heavy defense, I mean, what do you tell – you're covering
we'll cover that guy.
You're going and covering that guy.
Yep.
Go out there and cover him. And that's kind of all you need to really – you know, I'm sure there's more to it than that. But that's
yep.
that's the basis of it.
It's a really interesting conversation.
Yeah. 803-0550 is the phone number. The Bills passing offense – looked good yesterday, and there was a bounce back from Keon Coleman. We'll get to that when we return. Sal Capaccio is in for Jeremy White this morning. We'll have Matt Parrino coming up a little bit later on this morning at 8 a.m., but we got plenty of time for your phone calls at 803-0550. It's Jeremy and Joe live from St. John Fisher here on WGR.
I didn't really think about it. I knew I was going to come out here and work. I don't owe it to nobody but my teammates and myself and my family. So by me participating, showing my teammates that I love the game and I'm willing to be out here.
That is the one they call Jimbo. James Cook. You guys call him James? Is that just teammates? It's a teammate nickname, right? Jimbo?
You know, it's funny.
Like, if he walked by right now, would we say, hey, Jimbo, or like, hey, James?
I'd call him James. I would call him James.
James, yeah.
But I did ask him, maybe last year, early year,
mm-hmm.
like, do you prefer, like, from us?
Yeah.
You mean, because I think it matters. Like, a guy, you want to call a guy what he prefers to be called by you, whether it's
yeah,
Gabe or Gabriel Davis.
Right.
Josh or Joshua Palmer. Joshua Palmer told me, He prefers being called Joshua.
Okay.
So I'm trying to remember to do that, even Joshua. Though he said Josh is okay, but you're Joshua.
Who on the team has something like that, and everyone always forgets to do it, including me? Trubisky, right?
Mitch or Mitchell?
I think he prefers Mitchell.
Oh.
I think he said that coming into the league, that he preferred Mitchell, and it never stuck.
But
and maybe at this point he just knows.
Even Joe Brady called him Mitch, right, yesterday during his media session. So
at this point he
I asked to just to make sure I close the loop here on this. I did ask him. I said, okay, so do you want to be called James, Jimmy, Jimbo? And he's like, it doesn't matter. That's the way he talks,
okay.
Right?
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. I'm like, all right, I'm just going to call you James Cook. But, you know, you can refer to him as whatever, and he doesn't really mind, I guess.
Yeah, March 3rd, 2017. So that's before he's even drafted, right? That's the draft process.
Mm-hmm.
Adam Schefter, Trubisky would prefer to be known as Mitchell from here on out. So Mitchell Trubisky it is. It is not stuck. He's Mitch. And I guess, yeah, at that point, he might not really be worried about it.
We had a great question in the chat asking me what flavor wings did I get last night at Bar Bill.
Okay.
They have a lot of great flavors. AC in the bullpen. Thank you.
What flavor did you get? Did you do a mix?
We did. So okay. Matt says, well, what do you like? So we got a bunch. We had some media colleagues there, and we made sure they could sit with us and have some wings and things like that. I have to be honest. I'm kind of just a straight-up medium guy. Right, guy, just like medium wings, right?
That's me too.
And I don't mind getting other flavors, but that's kind of my go-to.
You might have done what I do. I like to go medium for half, and I like to get one flavor I've either never had or like one crazy flavor.
And then Matt said, let's get some honey Dijon.
Okay.
And I said, great. So we did that. And then I think we were going to go with honey butter barbecue. And I said, well, if we already have honey Dijon, let's do something else. We went with lemon pepper.
Nice.
And that was good. Real good.
That's good. What was the best one?
Ooh, you know.
Or your favorite. What was your favorite?
So I would say I think the lemon pepper might have been my favorite, but without any blue cheese. You can't dip it in the blue cheese.
That's true. A good lemon pepper wing, man, those are
you just gotta
fantastic.
Have it straight.
I don't think I'm with you. I don't think I ever dipped the lemon pepper wing in blue cheese.
Right. No, that's what I'm saying. I did once. I'm like, I can't do that again.
I think would you have dipped the honey Dijon in the blue cheese?
I did, yeah.
That one, see, I might
not every time though. But I did sometimes.
I think it would only have to be a hot sauce-based wing or a barbecue-based wing.
Okay.
Like honey butter barbecue, I would do that in the blue cheese. But, no, there would be some wing, like a honey sriracha wing, for instance. Maybe that's not your thing, but like that, would you dip that in blue cheese?
All right, so that's a good question to throw out there, all right? You can chat us at the bullpen if you're watching on YouTube. What wings do you get you just don't dip in any sauces?
Yeah, right. Like, no. Like, what wing would you not dip in blue cheese?
Because if you are a normal blue cheese or ranch, if I say it right, if you are a normal like blue cheese dipper with your wings, what do you get where you say no? But that one I'm getting, I'm not dipping it at all because it ruins the taste.
Yeah.
Because I actually sometimes think about that when I get the wings. I'm like, should I do that or not? Once I do, I'm not going back for that bite.
You're worried about the blue cheese kind of overpowering the flavor of the rest of the wing?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. Now, is it too early in the morning to really be craving wings right now? 6:30 in the morning? I'm sure it's been done.
Oh, I've
6:30 wings. What's the earliest you've ever had a chicken wing?
Oh, it's got to be a 7 a.m. or something. I 7 come out with you guys at 7. I'm like, you know what? I'm a little hungry from last night. I didn't really eat last night.
Yeah.
It's got to be something like that.
Yeah. Bill's tailgate. Probably for me, like 8 a.m., 9 a.m.
I brought a few home to my dorm last night because we didn't finish, and I said to Matt, I'm like, but don't toss those. Like, I'll take those back.
You don't have a fridge.
I ate them before I went to bed.
Oh, right, okay, right.
Yeah, man, like, I
thought you were saving them for today.
No,
I'm
no,
like,
no.
I don't know about leaving those out.
And that's the thing. That's part of the reason I ate them last night, because I'm like, I don't have a fridge. So I had a mini fridge in my dorm last year. I used to bring one up. Last year, there was one in the dorm. I'm like, oh, this is great. Didn't need mine.
Yeah.
So I didn't bring it this year. And I don't have it. So when I go back to Buffalo today, come back up for the weekend, the mini fridge is coming back.
The mini fridge is coming back. Nice.
That's right.
I thought about bringing a cooler, and I should have done that.
Or a cooler. I could just do a cooler with ice.
Yeah.
Instead of a mini fridge. It'll work the same.
You're going to have to refill that, go get a bag of ice.
Yeah, there's some ice machines around here.
That's true. So yesterday at practice, by the way, actually, real quick before we get back to football, don't dip Big Poppy in the bullpen. Don't dip Cajun or lemon pepper.
Okay, see that I learned my lesson last night with lemon pepper.
I wouldn't do it with lemon pepper. I would do it with Cajun. Cajun, I would do it. That something about that fits a little bit better. It's because I'm still going to get the Cajun flavor with, you know, the blue cheese added on it. I feel like the lemon is what I'm really eliminating by blue cheese, but I don't know. It's not an exact science. So yesterday at practice, bounce back day for Keon Coleman. I said that in the first segment. Like, would you agree with that as a as a descriptor?
Yeah, but you know, I didn't think he played
bad in the first one.
Yeah, I don't know if I necessarily would put that on him in the first one. And again, lots happening, and I know somebody saw him. He didn't catch a pass the first day, I guess, right? They also worked a lot of red zone, and you think, okay, well, he'd be good in the red zone. I didn't see him getting a ton of reps versus some of the other guys they're working in, right?
Yep.
So, again, they're working everybody in. Here's what I'll tell you about yesterday, all right? He yesterday was – this is a part of a bigger picture we can talk about, Joe. My headline at WGR550.com was about how this team really worked the intermediate passing game yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And Keon Coleman was very vital in that. The two guys who really stood out to me yesterday, Keon Coleman was number two. Curtis Samuel was number one.
Okay.
And Keon Coleman had a couple nice plays, a couple nice catches. One, he was crossing about a good 25 yards downfield, I think it was. Josh threw a bullet, hit him as he was crossing, caught the ball, turned upfield, got loose. I think, yes, that was one of the plays he made. Early in practice, they're going quarterback to receiver. You know how they do this.
Yep.
I go down, I'm shooting some video. I posted this video over on Exit Sal Sports. You see it from Josh's, from behind Josh. Keon runs an in-cut. Josh hits him maybe 10 yards downfield. And what I really loved, super impressive. I mean,
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God.
Full scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani, inevitable.
Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
issued by WebBank in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
He caught it and he stuck his foot in the ground and turned right upfield. Now, a lot of times, and it may sound super easy and super simple when I say that's the job of a receiver. Mm-hmm. But even at this level, a lot of times you'll see a guy on an in-cut, catch a ball, and he kind of stays on that path for two steps or so before he kind of gets upfield, gradually turns upfield. If you can catch it, stick your foot in the ground and get upfield, man, you're splitting safeties.
Yeah.
You're getting extra yards no matter what. And he did it. And then he did it basically again in the 11-on-11 when he caught that pass 25 yards downfield.
That really is. I mean, if he's able to give them that, that's an area where, I mean, Allen had a weird year compared to his others. There was a lot around the line of scrimmage, and there still was a lot of attempts down the field. I think he was third in the league in deep ball attempts last year, Josh Allen, despite the fact they ran it more and they were doing so much around the line of scrimmage. There was not as much in that intermediate area. And are those the guys that you would have thought of immediately for, like, okay, like, if they get better in that area, Samuel, Coleman, like, that'd be nice. Palmer's the one I've thought about the most for that, is, like, someone that could really give them a boost in that 10 to 20-yard area of the field. It's not just, you know, an over-the-top rainbow and also not a screen down low. I wonder how much the Bills feel that's an element that they even need to be better at this year, how much of a focus it has to be on plays like that.
It was really lacking last year, I thought. Like, that was just some play. The Dalton Kincaid, like, non-factor last year was a big part of this. Like, that's the area where he should win.
Those are the areas, for sure, that you would hope, at least. And, you know, that could have been the injury for him. It does feel like they have enough players that should be able to produce now in that area. Palmer is a separator. Samuel's always tough to pigeonhole. He's kind of, in theory, a guy that should be able to do a little bit of everything for you. Right? Like, he was a good separator in Carolina and in Washington, but he's also a good yak player. For him, I mean, is it just health? Is it just health? Do you feel like with Curtis Samuel that whenever he's practiced and he's been healthy, whenever he's played and been healthy, the level of play is good enough to where he'll have a role on the offense? Or do you think there needs to be a jump in what he's doing out there in addition to just being
available? No, I think they have a plan for him to have a role in this offense. It's anytime the Curtis Samuel discussions come up, I've always erred on, or I've always sided with and said, I just think he's on the team and he's playing and he's got a role. Like, I don't think there's any this decision here about is he not on the team. And if he is on the team, he's getting reps. He's going to be on the field because I think they believe, Joe, that he really can provide a matchup, a really tough matchup, depending on where they want to put him. They can figure out where everybody's kind of, you know, what the defense is doing to them and say he can play inside, he can play outside, he can line up in the backfield, running back, whatever.
Right.
And I know it didn't hit last year. I really think that the injury early on played such a role in that they just couldn't never get it up to speed to where they wanted him. And I think to me, it's almost like he's coming in new. It's like a new guy where they have the same thought with him on what to do than they did last year when they signed him. They just never were able to do it because of the injury.
But the bonus he'll have is he has a year of the playbook and of,
that's right,
you know, a little bit of chemistry with Josh from practices especially. And he did heat up down the stretch. Like,
yes.
If you gave me Samuel's last month of the year over the course of the season, I think I would take that. That's a couple of big plays. That's a couple of big games. Not every game he's super, super involved, but he's out there and he's, you know, somebody that defenses have to watch. 803-0550 is the phone number. More on Coleman coming up at 7 o'clock on kind of his start to camp and his importance to the offense, but there's a lot to get to from training camp. There's some around the league stuff to get to as well, so stay tuned. Your phone calls at 803-0550. I've got a question about tipping for you when we come back. And I think there's there's got to be something done about tipping culture.
Oh, wow. Okay, yeah. I'm down for this discussion.
Tipping culture.
Okay.
When we come back. Welcome back to St. John Fisher. Joe DiBiase, Sal Capaccio, Jeremy White is off this morning. Coverage of Bills training camp brought to you by Fiegel, Carr, and Joyce, your border attorneys, by Outlet Liquor. When you need to stock up, it's the place to buy a case. What's your outlet? By Connors and Ferris, your workers' comp attorneys, and driven by your Upstate Honda dealers. For great deals on the entire Honda lineup, visit your Upstate Honda dealer today. All right, I've got a problem. I've got a tipping problem, Sal.
Okay.
I consider myself a good tipper. Like I take pride in being like I'm a good tipper. I was a waiter for like a very short amount of time. Worked at a restaurant. So like
same. Yep.
Yeah. So like I want to be a good tipper. I also don't carry cash.
Yep.
It's becoming
an issue. Yep.
Do you carry cash?
I try to sometimes, but hardly ever anymore.
I never have it. Like, okay. ever. Like, I can't tell you the last time I've really had cash on me regularly.
Right.
And I found a setting where you absolutely need to have it on hand. The car wash. The car wash drying people after you come out of the car wash. And there's the line there of the four teenagers that are – they've got the towels ready. They got the little air gun.
Yeah.
And so – sometimes, actually, most times, almost always, I will skip that line because I don't have cash on me. I just don't carry it. So, and I put a poll up on this yesterday. Like, does everybody tips those people, right? Like, because I've always thought you're supposed to.
I don't.
Maybe not.
I have before, but I don't.
It was more mixed than I thought. Like,
yeah,
some
no,
people
I
were like, oh, no, those are people you tip. And others were like, no, like, that's not for me. That's not.
No, this isn't. Okay. I wouldn't mind tipping them. I have done that.
Yeah.
But this is a job. This is not a server job where they get paid less, right? And I know things
are
different
now.
I
don't think so.
I don't think so. This is a regular job they have, and that's part of their duties on that day.
Yeah.
And if I have cash on me, I might think about it, and I have done it, but I don't think I've done it in a long time.
Yeah. So, right, and there have been odd times where, like, all right, like, I'm going through the drive line or the drying line, and I don't have cash on me. I'll just give the little wave, and that's it. Yesterday, I was at one of the – a drive-through or at a car wash where there was no exit that I saw other than through the line where the people are there to dry your car. So you're forced into that there. Like, I'm going through that dry line. Like, they're going to dry my car off. And my wife's like, you got cash? I'm like, I don't have cash. Like, can't tip them. I think we need to join the 21st century with tips. I experience this on golf courses with, you know, the cart people that come around with the drinks, and a lot of times that is only cash. This is becoming more and more of a cashless society. I'm a cashless person. I need a QR code for tipping.
All right.
I need that introduced. Somebody's got to get to work on that. I need a universal, some app. I mean, we have apps that pay, but I don't know if everybody wants to give out their own, you know, Venmo account.
That would be it. That would be the only way to do it. Each person would have to give you their own...
their personal Venmo.
Personal Venmo, I guess.
And maybe that's the solution. Put your QR code up on the thing, and then for me, I can just scan it while you're either drying the car or you're getting a drink for me on the course, and I can just scan that, and that's my avenue to doing it. Or I could just start carrying cash.
I mean, I know that some things are individually based, but what if companies just said, hey, if you'd like to tip our person, go to this.
Yeah.
I mean,
there you go.
How do you know who you give it to? Maybe there's a way to figure that out. They can, I mean, I'm sure they can track who took care of you or something. I don't know.
Name tags, maybe.
Joe, you just came up with a great idea for you to make a lot of money in life by inventing this app.
Well, I just said it on the radio. So that
and
might
now someone else is doing it. That's
somebody
right.
else might be doing it.
That's right.
Some of these apps might be ahead of the game a little bit too already. I don't want to carry cash, though. Like, how every day, do you have some on you? Like,
I try to carry
a little.
When I leave the house, I usually say to my wife, like, hey, do you have any cash on you?
Do you have, like, a normal wallet?
No, I've gone away.
That's what I do.
This is the best invention ever, this iPhone wallet they have now.
The magnetic wallet that goes on the back.
It goes on the back of your
iPhone.
That's
what I have.
And it just, like, bam, sticks on there. Ooh, looks like that.
And that's the thing. I'm so reliant on that now.
I got a new one, though. This one's peeling apart.
Yeah.
The problem is, like, this really only holds, like, two cards. So I have a license and a credit card.
Yeah.
That's it in there.
You can,
I do take, maybe if I have, like, a $20 bill, I'll stick it in there somehow, fold it up.
Okay.
So I have some change, but you can't carry, like, singles.
How does, if you, what, right, so you can fit, like, one bill in there.
Yeah.
But then how hard is it to get the other cards out? Because I find, if I try,
right.
I can put a third card in this.
Yes.
But
Then you gotta stick your hand in
I've
the hole.
I've really got to work to get
right?
it out.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't want to go back. I don't want to. I need the people. I need the companies to make it easier for me. I don't want to start carrying.
One of the things in life. This wallet on the iPhone. That's kind of changed my life over the last, I don't know, 5-6 years by when I first got it.
Me too.
I mean, it really cuts down on the things you have to carry around with you.
Might have ruined the chiropractor industry, though, because people aren't sitting on their wallets anymore, throwing their backs off. We a couple of calls maybe on this. I've seen a lot in the chat already on this, so maybe a quick word on that. But we got to take a break, relate to it. Keon Coleman. So nice day of practice for him yesterday. He had something funny to say, I guess, to NFL Canada, too. This might have been actually a couple weeks ago. But Coleman, his importance to the offense, get to that a little bit, and some around-the-league stuff coming up as well. Sal's in for Jeremy this morning. It's Jeremy and Joe. This is WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.